It's Comedy at the Carlson Cast with your highly flammable host, Vinny Paulino.
This fat guy's on fire.
Your shockingly flame retardant co-host, Brian Ball.
You said it wrong.
What did you just call me?
Flame retardant.
You said it wrong.
I'm Nick Lavasser. Vinny Paulino's a butthole. And today we've got Mike Dambra. Let's send it back over to the studio for your host, Vinny Paulino. That's not Vinny. That is.
There we go.
Very impressed today, Nick. Very impressive.
Studio, the room where the magic happens.
Thank you.
I'm just sitting here being a butthole, I guess. Welcome to the Comedy at the Carlson Cast, located inside of the greatest comedy club in the history of mankind, Comedy at the Carlson in Rochester,
Woo!
New York.
Woo! Church!
Well, they had a pretty good one back in ancient Rome. So maybe
you know, don't talk until you're introduced.
All time.
See, I can be a butthole. I guess Nick is right.
Yeah.
Brian Ball's here, everybody.
Hey!
Hey!
Spouting out Roman facts.
Spouting out Roman facts. Today is a weird day for us because it's the very first time we've ever had a repeat guest.
We tricked him!
He followed
yeah.
all. He followed the line of crumbs that we left from Canada.
Yeah.
Mike Dambra's back.
Yeah.
I love Dambra. He is the definition of a road dog.
Yes.
The definition of a professional comic and
like
the guy
Mad
who
Max
kind of
thing.
Like a what now?
Road dog.
No,
sounds like a Mad
just,
Max kind of thing.
He just has a tail.
It was more like the DX kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he's a. Great comic, really great performer, and he's in town for four more shows this weekend. The last time he was on the show, he brought his lovely daughter, Gracie,
yes.
who is just a delight to have
Stole
around.
Stole the show.
Stole the show, and she's
like
going to be back. And we're gonna...
She owns it now.
Yeah, literally.
It's hers now. Mm-hmm. She's coming in, and we're going to have some fun, and we have a fun game lined up for her, and we will get to that in just a second. But Brian and I have been endlessly entertained by a video we'd like to share with you today. Don't forget... that while the show is going on, you can text us live, 585-484-0265. Feel free to text us your comments or whatever. I've got the thing open. And we would like to watch this ridiculous video. This has just brought us, for some reason, endless entertainment. Here we go, Brian. Take it away. Talk up your video.
It's like this windy thing in Colorado. I don't know where all this wind's coming from. It looks like a jet engine or something. But keep an eye on that little, it looks like a bus stop. It's not. Ooh. It's got something more exciting in it. And here they come.
Boom!
Oh, my God! Right, woo, right there. You can see that little, like... All
it's
the,
a
like,
TARDIS!
You can see
it's the TARDIS!
The TARDIS.
Oh, save your children! Save your children! You really should laugh at this. I like how this one white dude's like, I got this.
Don't worry, guys.
What are you all laying around? Like, what a...
Look at the go back to the shit mess though. That's the best
shit mess. Oh, from the toilets.
Yeah.
That was shit mess.
The whoosh that comes out of the second one. There it is.
Yay!
There we go. A fine mist across those nice.
Oh, that one's right there. That one got out of the camera lens.
Now let's be clear. No one was hurt. In this.
Not that we know of, except for the guy
the
who's in the thing.
Were stopped.
According to the
why do you think the bottom one down there didn't go as high? Somebody hit it.
I think it does towards the end. You can see it lifting off higher.
Oh my God, we're such awful people.
It's so great, though.
We've just been giggling about this nonsense since yesterday.
Just the spinny spray just gets me every freaking time. It's just...
I can't think of anything worse or a worse way to have a... What was that? Like some type of a graduation party it looked like?
Yeah, probably this time.
Congratulations. When you have pee and poo all over you, you have
spray.
You have graduated.
I just, it's such, it's like minor misfortune. It's something okay to laugh at. They lost a tent. Some people got some poo on them. It's not the end of the
world. That thing had to come down somewhere.
Yeah, they say no one got hurt, though, so I don't know. And I prefer to believe that, I can't remember where I found that, Deadspin, I think. I prefer to believe their narrative that no one got hurt.
Oh, yeah,
it's probably not true, but I prefer to believe it.
All right, I'm with it. Nick?
Everybody got pink eye.
Yeah, that's the worst that happened. They got infections not even named yet.
Nope, spray I'm pretty sure that one's just called staph. I'm pretty sure that one's just called staph. And some hepatitis. There are some hepatitis turds in there, too.
Probably.
Oy. That's don't go to public parks. people, is my advice. Don't go anywhere near a porta potty. That's what can happen.
There's no explanation of where that wind came from, though. It looks like a jet engine blast or something, but there's no explanation of where it came from.
Like, no one knew what to do. They're like, is that a flying shitter? Like, that it really picked up.
I like the one guy just drops and covers his kid.
Yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
I'd run for my car or something.
All right, well, let's start the show up and let's do our sponsors before Mike Damber gets here. Let's start off with our good pals at Sapori. Wrong one.
You sure?
Just go to my computer screen.
It looks right to me.
Hey,
No. Vinny computer is not there.
Where'd
you put it?
I'll tell you what. Go back up to that one. Watch your computer, right? Uh-huh. And then just make that thing big. Just cover the screen.
Sure.
Just cover us all. Perfect. Cover us all. Boom!
Sponsors!
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
Sapori Cafe Catering. Inside the Powers Building atrium, our favorite place for lunch. They will also cater your special event. Find them on Facebook or Instagram. And I got this special slide because we want you to know that they're very serious about their catering. They do some amazing stuff. They're great for graduation, showers, weddings. I don't know if Chef Joe's good in a shower.
I don't know. I've never showered with a man.
Yeah. Corporate events.
Speaking from experience.
Backyard barbecues. Sapori-Rochester.com or email them admin@Sapori-Rochester.com and get some information on pricing and all of that good jazz. Sapori Cafe and Catering. It's delish, folks. I wouldn't lie to you. Three Heads Brewing.
Not one, not two, but three heads.
And they all know how to grow yeast in their beards and make some amazing some amazing beer. I don't know what Jeff Dale does or what the magic sauce power that he has where he just...
Magic sauce power? That's the worst anime I've ever seen.
No, it might be the best.
Magic sauce power!
Did your weeaboo son tell you about that?
It's yeah. Boy, we are the worst show ever today. We're going down an anime freaking trail. This is good. Three Heads Brewing, threeheadsbrewing.com. Make sure you check out their website because they have amazing live shows at the brewery just about every night of the week. Boom. Iron Smoke Whiskey, baby. Handcrafted in upstate New York. Applewood Smoked Whiskey or also available in Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey. IronSmokeWhiskey.com. Do we feel good about this, boys?
We do.
About Iron Smoke Whiskey or just... About everything in general.
The show in general. How are we feeling about this?
Pretty okay.
Pretty okay?
I think I messed up a little bit, but whatever. I blame it on you.
You know, I'll blame me too.
As long as you can blame Vinny, who cares?
Brian,
yeah,
I
Brian,
love... Just shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Brian.
Brian.
Fuck you, Brian.
You called him a butthole, and I can't say that.
I'm sorry.
What? You bring back my pain? I was over it, and you brought it up again?
Ooh, man. I just blacked out for a second. Whew. What happened?
I'm leaving.
Good. Let's roll the upcoming promos. What do you say, Nick?
That sounds super as shit.
Don't forget to mute the mics while I yell at Brian.
I won't.
Hey, everybody. We got some big shows coming up at Comedy at the Carlson this summer. This week, we have the amazing Mr. Mike Dambra back in town June 14th through the 16th. And coming up next week, June 21st and the 23rd, we have Carly Aquilino from Girl Code. Tom Green's coming back July 13th and 14th. Ryan Hamilton will be here July 20th and 21st. Mama Benjamin herself, Via Vidal, July 27th and 28th. Greg Fitzsimmons, August 3rd and 4th. Adele Givens is going to be in town August 16th through the 18th. And Gary Goldman, September 6th through 8th. Of course, if you want tickets, I think you know where to go by now. You've watched the show enough. CarlsonComedy.com or call 585-4-COMEDY. Get with it. We hope to see you at a show sometime soon, Rochester.
Welcome to Something to Wrestle With.
Something to Wrestle With.
Bruce Pritchard.
Bruce Pritchard.
Well, you know.
That's not a rib.
She pooted.
She pooted.
What a rib.
No, you have a big one.
There's no box of gimmicks.
Rumor and innuendo.
I don't deal in rumor and innuendo.
Was he there?
I was there.
Are we live?
We're live!
Oh, I was just scratching my nose. Oh. Hey, everybody, we're back, and joining us today is our headlining comedian, Mr. Mike Dambra, and the lovely Gracie Dambra.
Yay!
Hi, Gracie.
Hi!
Welcome back. Welcome back. Mike, it's a pleasure.
What? Yeah.
It's a pleasure to have you. You look so enthused today.
I'm totally enthused.
He just realized we tricked him into coming back a second time.
I have my Paulino paranoid moments. I had it for 6 months. So
let's discuss this. You brought this up, and I didn't want to go there. You kind of explained it, but you didn't, and I need to know what this is about.
Because last time I came in after the opening and then sat down, and we started again, right? So when I went home, a bunch of my buddies watched this because the same comics that come through here come up through Edmonton.
Sure.
It's like within 2-3 weeks. It's uh-huh. almost the same schedule.
Uh-huh.
So they watched this.
Thank them for their patronage.
Absolutely. And they said, does this guy Vinny Paulino not like you? I go, what are you talking about? And then they show me the beginning, the opening, and somebody off camera asks you something, and you go, what? No, I like Mike Dambra. Like that. And I go, the more I watched it, the more I go, the fuck, Vinny doesn't like me. What the hell?
Now I want to go back and watch it.
What the hell happened with Vinny? So it was like 6 months, and then you wrote me for my birthday and told me Bill Franklin said hi, and then I go, no, Vinny likes me.
He didn't.
He didn't
really say hi.
Not at all.
But hold on.
He did give Bill Franklin your address.
Though, I knew so it. Yes, I knew it.
Because I hate you.
I changed the locks.
Oh, my God. So I'm trying to think here. Like, never in my life, what in God's name would I ever have a problem with you for?
That's what I mean. And it just turned into the hugest JFK conspiracy thing in the world. I'm like, what are they saying off camera?
You know, it's really good
it was me on the grassy knoll.
It was him feeding you off camera. You don't like Mike Dambra. What? No.
It was Brian Ball in the study with feelings of hatred towards Mike Dambra.
It sounds plausible.
It's so funny to me, though. Because remember that whole time we all thought we were going to get yelled at by Liberto because we told stories.
Yeah.
He never watched it. He still to this day is not watching. He has no idea that we told stories.
I don't believe him when he says it.
Because he came and did a spot that weekend.
I don't believe him for a second when he says he didn't watch it.
He didn't watch it.
I don't believe him. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to say I don't believe him. And the next time I see him, he's like, what do you mean you don't believe I didn't watch a thing? That's what he's going to say. So it's fine. We're playing a lot of inside Rochester baseball because Mike and I don't get a chance to catch up that often.
No.
You know, on account of I hate him.
Yep, I know. That's why. I check my messages every morning. Did Vinny write today?
I think we hate all Canadians now. Is that the thing now?
Yeah, you
do. Yeah, what's up with your country?
Yeah, we hate
bunch
up
of crap talkers.
You know what's so weird? Is crossing the border, especially with her. Because we get all BBC news, right?
Right.
And then we cross the border.
The Americans today were very cross with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The first thing we saw, we're in Minot, North Dakota in the morning, and they're like, Trudeau is the devil or something. We're watching it. Breakfast and Grace goes, what is this? What do you mean?
Now, Gracie, I got to ask you a question. What do you think of Justin Trudeau?
I don't know. I don't watch like that kind of stuff.
Okay. Ask her this question.
Sure.
What do you think of Donald Trump?
Boo.
Okay.
We were driving and somebody put up like a picket fence, half a picket fence,
uh-huh.
and painted it and said, we are Trump supporters.
Oh, good.
And she wanted me to pull over and take it down.
Oh, Gracie, you little activist.
Yeah.
Pull over and take it down. Canadians, you're coming down here and you're terrorizing us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
See? Well,
the invasion has begun, America.
After we exchange our money, we get a little angry.
Not as angry as us for having to take it.
Oh,
nobody wants it.
What do you take it? What do you do with it? Wallpaper with it? There's nothing to do with our money.
We put it in a little box so that when we have to run to Canada, we have some cash.
Nothing's funnier than going through your toll booths and getting the change all in your new dollars or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Trying to exchange those back in Canada.
People like, this is just fake.
They said it's change. We won't take it.
Sacagawea?
That's a country that has loonies and toonies but won't take your dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen. We earned it. No, we're not really that political on this show, so I will just say this. Your country, better back up. Better back up. That's all I want you to know.
Like the border or just all together?
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're good at the borders these days. You just remember that next time you try to bring your kid across the border.
I know.
How good we are at taking care of your children crossing into this country.
On the other end of the spectrum, please annex us. I want to be Canada Part 2.
Canada... Yeah. Did that for over 100 years. Took the kids away.
Yeah.
The native kids. Put them in residential schools.
So they're probably really polite about it.
We're very sorry. Polite about it.
Sorry.
Sorry.
This sorry. Is
a, sorry.
Would you like to use your debit card?
Your child's part is owned by the crown now. Is that what they say, the crown?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Look at her.
Did you watch the Royal Wedding, Gracie?
We didn't, did we?
Good for you.
Because it was like 4 in the morning or something.
Yeah. Who cares about that?
I watched part of it, but I'm like, nope, I'm not into this stuff. Nope.
No. You went right back to Netflix and Stranger Things or Once Upon a Time?
Yeah.
You're a big Stranger Things fan, Ked? Right on.
I love Stranger Things.
Well, I can understand it. I can understand
your
it.
Your dad's a
one of the stranger thing. Things I've ever met.
It's
So, Mike, you've been traveling all over God's green earth since the last time I saw you. What have you been up to, man?
We did a festival in Kingston, Ontario, the first one, Ice Cold Comedy Festival. We sold out. It was 5 nights, and we oversold each night by at least 60 tickets a night.
Wow. That's amazing.
That was their first one, so I was surprised.
Wow.
And then a lot
who books
of hockey,
it?
Who books it? That guy that I told you about
number.
Before we started.
Oh, I got to email him back.
That guy.
Dear kind sir.
And then a lot of hockey fundraisers in the last couple months because of the Humboldt thing. I don't know if you guys know about that.
What's the Humboldt thing?
Hockey team. I was driving back from a game or to the playoffs, and a tractor trailer ran the stop sign.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the bus and killed 14 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
This got heavy quick.
So the whole province just started raising money for the families. And so we did a bunch. They did comedy shows all throughout the provinces, giving all the money to the kids' families.
Like millions of loonies and toonies.
Millions, which is millions.
Like $40 American.
Until we come here. And they're like, sorry, we only raised $20.
I hope this helps.
I know.
a million Canadians worth a good 100 grand.
Yeah,
probably,
sure.
Anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we did that. We did a bunch of that, and otherwise nothing. We've been going through immigration stuff, huh? Renewing immigration.
Yeah.
Gracie, does your dad take you to a lot of shows with him? Do you like to watch him do stand up?
Where'd we go? New Brunswick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he swears a lot.
Yeah. What do you think when you see your dad using bad language when you see him up on the stage? What does it make you think?
He swears a lot at home too, so I think it's okay.
Yeah. See, that's very interesting. Now, how old are you this year,
8.
Gracie? You're 8? Okay.
I'm going to turn 9 really soon.
Oh, well, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I guess my question is this to you, young lady. You don't like to use bad words. Are you going to use bad words when you're older? When you're like 90 like your dad?
See, he doesn't like me.
I love him. I love your father. He's the best.
He's 55.
Okay.
Look at that.
Okay. Wow. So when you're 55... Are you going to use those words, you think? Do you think your father's been a bad influence on you?
You ask, don't you, if you could use a word?
Yeah.
Even when you're reading?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
wow.
Yesterday there was lots of swear words in my comic that I was reading.
Oh.
Should I say this word or should I replace it with what it means or like, what should I do? And then
when she got the okay, she said it with venom.
Say it.
She was like, bullshit.
I think you swearing so much is kind of like when you're dad catches you smoking and makes you smoke a whole pack.
Yep.
You've turned her off from swearing because you just swear so much.
Yeah.
That she's like, I don't want to do this
anymore. She does not want to deal at all. She's like my father. My father still stands in the back of the room and shakes everyone's hand and apologizes for my language.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
You're telling me your dad goes to your comedy shows and apologizes to the crowd.
He stands by the merch table and shakes everyone's hand, thanks them for coming out, and apologizes to the crowd.
I bet that really helps with t-shirt sales.
I'm telling you. I don't know if he's coming this week. We just went over this story. He's 80 years old. He still works 24 hours a week in a plumbing warehouse. He lifts sinks, pipe. He tripped over a box face first into the corner of a furnace.
Oh.
And so they thought, I mean, it was bad. It was the day we got here.
Wow.
And he was mad at us because we wouldn't let him go back to work the next day. He goes, it doesn't hurt.
So I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I am absolutely fascinated by the mentality of your father.
You see a picture?
Well, maybe not of the gruesome injuries.
Why not?
All right. Just email it to me.
You're such a cooperative guest. That's why we had you back
but,
a second time.
Like, when your dad...
Oh, Jesus, that's a big knot.
Oh!
That's a horn.
You want to hold it up to the screen?
Oh, my God!
There you go. There's Dad's head.
That reminds me of...
You know, he looks younger than you, though, even with the knot on his head.
They came in and said, that, I'm sorry, wrong room. And he goes, what do you mean? And they said, well, they said an 80-year-old has an injury. We're sorry, we have the wrong room. He goes, nope, that's me.
Your dad, wow. Okay, so here's what I want to know. Like, when you started doing stand-up comedy, the very first time you did it, did your dad, like, you told your dad?
Yeah.
Was he excited?
No.
So, like, he's just not about stand-up at all. Like,
he's not about entertainment at all.
Okay.
I sang and danced from the time I was 6. He was not happy.
Really?
I was the only boy, and I was the oldest. And he figured for sure. And we tried everything. Basketball, baseball. We didn't try football. Basketball, yeah. Baseball. He even downed me to tennis for a year.
So he just tried to push you towards sports, and you were...
He didn't push hard. He just said, please.
Please just try.
And no.
Like you're eating broccoli. Soccer.
I was the same way. They tried to make me play sports, too. But I wasn't good at it for other reasons.
Soccer was the only one I was good at.
I do this joke in my act, but I almost died playing soccer when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, almost choking to death on a piece of Jolly Rancher.
You had candy in your mouth during the game?
Yeah, man. You
well,
play your way, I play my way.
Not so scared of the States anymore.
Literally, I was the fat kid they made a defender because they don't have to run. Like, you stay down there by the other goal, talk to the goalie for a while.
That makes sense. There.
Yeah, and I would just pop to Jolly Rancher, and then like they came at me. Like, yeah.
That's well, you're not a good fat kid. A good fat kid would have chewed the Jolly Rancher and had it down before the ball got to him.
I like the flavor. I like to savor.
I like the flavor.
I liked it was a cherry one, too. I'll never forget it.
That's why Jolly Ranchers are on the banned substance list now.
But yeah, man, I was like a terrible athlete, so I feel you there. But nobody ever, as a kid for me, nobody ever was like, hey, you should get into entertainment. You should get into this stuff. So like, I ended up finding stand-up purely accidentally. But you, sir, when you started doing open mics and stuff, your dad wasn't like, well, yeah, this is really what he's like supposed to do. He was just like, oh, no. Nope. Is that what you're saying?
He just shook his head silently. He never said anything. My father will just look at you.
Really?
Yeah.
And you still went and did it?
Absolutely.
Okay. And who's sorry now?
Me. Still me. Still me.
Wow. What did your mom say?
My mom always backed me. Always. My mom was always into it.
Really?
But Dad wasn't. But you know what? When I left to move to Canada, they did an interview with my father, and he said, my father's quote was, well, he made a career out of it. That was my father's quote about my comedy.
That right there is a badge of honor, right?
It is. From him, it is.
At least he admits it's a job.
Yeah. He admits it finally that it was, but at first, you're in a nightclub, and you're drinking every night, and that's no place for somebody with a family. He didn't.
That makes sense.
Old-fashioned Italian guy,
right? So many people jump into comedy thinking that it is like a type of business that, oh, if I just do this for a couple months, the paychecks will start rolling in.
Yep.
No. Yeah.
Are you guys have? Is your contest coming up? Or something?
Yeah, man. I'm just thinking about that death march.
Oh.
A lot of people are gonna die coming
up. Had one.
Not gonna be bad. I'm not trying to be degrading towards it. What I'm saying is, there's gonna be one winner.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are not gonna make it, and it's just.
But isn't that always the way?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever have a controversy with yours? We just had a huge one with us.
Ooh, I want to hear. Yeah, maybe. Couple.
There was a pro comic that was represented by the clubs, and they put him in the contest.
Yeah.
It was a pro.
What was the definition of pro?
Yeah,
he's a touring headliner.
Well, that's a pro.
Touring Jesus, headliner. Yeah. He actually headlined the club during the contest.
And they let him in the contest?
They let him in.
How'd he do?
He wiped up everybody, and then they told the kids, don't worry. He's not going to win. Don't worry about it. It's up for grabs, and of course.
So, congratulations, Mike, on your victory over the open mic.
$1,000. $1,000 was mine.
Yeah, we're giving out $1,000, but yeah, like, we'll take people. Here's my ruling on it, because, like, I'm the decider. If you get like a little bit of work here and a little bit of work there, like if you've emceed maybe a couple of times, I'm okay with that.
Right.
If you're not doing another thing and comedy is your job, or you're headlining places and people are actually headlining you, legit headlining you, no prayer. If you're featuring, I'm not putting you in either.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was in. So that was the rule for everyone else. Yeah.
MCs and below.
But this guy's got a past of controversy.
Hmm. What's the guy's name? Blow him under. Let's hear.
Tricks.
Tricks?
Yeah.
That's the guy's name?
He's a buddy, too. Like, a friend.
Gracie, do you like him?
She's never met him. Oh. She's not allowed.
I just wanted to find out.
Controversy was not for children.
I just wanted to find out if Tricks were for kids.
He would write guys brand new comics. Yeah, Tricks is not for kids. He would write new guys and ask for pictures of their feet for commercial auditions, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then promised them $500 or an Xbox, and then these guys
$500 or an Xbox.
Yeah. Whatever comes first.
And once we hit like 100 guys started asking questions online.
He's like $500,000 in debt for feet pictures.
Because nobody ever got anything, right?
Wow.
And they started asking questions. So then they had the Canadian Comedy Awards.
Yeah.
And Mark Forward did the State of the Union address. And
okay.
Said, this year in Canadian comedy, so many new guys tried to get their foot in the door, and then his picture pops up in the back. So he left Ontario. He left Toronto and came to move to Edmonton. He's in Edmonton.
So many weird scammers in this business. I remember.
So weird.
Like, I remember a few years ago, there was a guy at a club that we brought through, and he had worked with a couple, like, he wasn't a super well-known headliner, but he has been a writer for SNL.
Right.
And he had been a writer for some other stuff. And he was good buddies with a lot of people. And these two very large ladies came in. And he just was really tight with these two, like, very kind, sweet ladies. But the next thing I know, like, a week after the guy's in town, I get a message from one of these girls. Like, I had to find you because we gave him the money and we haven't heard back.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, ooh. What? And apparently he said, like, he was doing a documentary on in vitro fertilization or something like that. And if you want to be in it, we'd love to have you in it. But we're going to need such and such for this or this. And took, like, a good couple $100
Come on.
From these two.
You know what's funny? This guy is a super good comic.
Yeah.
He doesn't need the controversy. I just think it's, I mean, that's another part of his life that he has to have. But
now,
he's a super good comic.
I have no problem calling out comics on shitty behavior. Like, we got a whole thing about that Amy Schumer situation and how we thought that was garbage. I think it's garbage for somebody who's a headliner to want to be in that contest or even take the spot.
I wrote him personally. I didn't, and said, what are you doing? It's nothing but feeding your ego. He got very upset and deleted me on Facebook.
Aww.
I know.
Yeah, let's see what happens if you ever try to send me an email like
that's
that.
That's the ultimate Canadian
insult. I've already blocked you.
No, you haven't.
I've already blocked you.
So listen, Gracie, you're awfully quiet over there. You want to have some fun with us?
Yeah.
I think you're a very smart kid. You're very impressive. You're very well composed.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I just thought it'd be really fun today, since we have you back, and we get so few repeat guests, so few people come back. We thought we'd have some fun with you because you're way more interesting than your dad.
See? Since your dad didn't learn his lesson and came back.
Yeah, that's right. So here's what I like to do. What grade are you in now, Gracie? You're 8 years old, going to be nine.
Yeah, I'm in third grade.
Third grade. Okay, because when I messaged your dad yesterday, he said second. So your dad...
No, I said third.
I'm going to pull it up right now in my Facebook stuff. Right now, you think I'm playing with you.
Glad we take a few minutes for some pettiness here.
I'm an idiot. Okay, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. So we're already proven. Gracie, come here real quick. I want you to take this. Take that marker right there, too.
Thank you.
Careful of that camera there. Don't knock that sucker around.
Watch out for Camtopus.
Okay. So, Gracie, sit nice and close to your dad so we can make sure we see you on camera there. And we're going to have a fun little game. And we're going to have a game between you and this old man over here. Did you know that Brian was in high school when your daddy was born?
I was not.
Okay. I'm just saying, he's very old. But
I'm 43.
Nick and I have a wager. Don't we, Nick?
Yeah, we do.
We are going to play a little quiz game to see who is smarter. Gracie. Yeah.
Which one of you bet on me?
Or Brian.
We bet on how badly you lose.
Yes, that was it. We bet Brian was going to lose poorly.
I'm not taking it easy. I will crush a child's dream on live.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to win, and I know it. I'm just a child, and you're an adult. You can do it.
Well, with that kind of attitude, you got to believe
Gracie,
in yourself.
Gracie, Nick and I are rooting for you.
Okay.
All right. So hold on. We're going to start doing the questions, and I'm going to put them up on the screen. So, Nick, you got my computer?
Is it just watching computer now?
Nope. Go down to Vinny's computer.
There it is. Bam.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. All right, guys. What I want you to do is write down your answers, okay. And then I'll have you both hold them up to the camera.
Okay.
Okay. The first question is, show it, Nick. How many colors are there in a rainbow? How many colors are there in a rainbow?
Sure.
Okay.
Don't help her.
Yeah, no helping her.
Not helping her. She can't erase it. I'm just asking her.
The girl's grandfather cannot help her. All right. Here we go. You ready, Gracie? You got your answer? Okay, show them to the camera, you two. Gracie says seven. Brian says seven.
We both cross our sevens. Look at
and the answer is, Nick?
It is
show it,
seven.
Baby. Congratulations. That's 1 point each. Are you keeping score in there, Lavasser?
No. I'll
tell Cam to do it.
Cam.
Cam's keeping score. All right.
Boom.
You can come back to us now. The answer is seven. So that's how the game works, everybody. It is tied 1-1. And so you two are tied.
Okay.
So right now you are as smart as a third grader, Brian.
Yeah. I've got another 30 seconds to go.
Here we go. Next question. Which is the largest ocean? Not multiple choice. Which is the largest ocean? Dan, Brian stinks. He's not good at trivia. Gracie's better. Brian, write your answer down.
Brian has a drinking problem.
That doesn't affect a quiz.
All right. The answer is, Gracie, show yours.
Oh, wait.
Pacific, would you write, Brian?
Arctic.
The Arctic. The answer is, believe it or not, the Pacific. Gracie got 2 points.
Gracie.
In your face, ball.
All right, I can honestly say I did not know that one.
Oh, Gracie.
I took a guess because the Arctic goes all the way around.
We're not even doing multiple choice. I'm telling you, this kid's going to kill him.
Here we go.
Next question is, how many dots are there on two dice? When you think about dice, how many dots are there on them?
The total amount on
two dice.
Oh, this is math. I'm gonna yield this. My only hope is she gets
Gracie,
out.
Do you know? Do you think you know? You know? Oh my God.
All right.
Go ahead, Danbro, what?
Well, she was tested when I first started taking her on the road because I homeschool her on the road. So they tested her because they thought I was taking her too much.
Right.
So she's a year and a half ahead of all the other kids.
Well, she knows what every swear word means, so she's already ahead of the other kids.
And reading is her, she's at a sixth, she tests at a sixth grade level.
Wow.
My marker died.
So not, your marker died? Are you blaming
Hey, Cam, run to the office to go get another dry erase marker for Brian.
Yes, sir.
Do you have an answer?
I have no clue.
Just guess a number.
72.
72. Gracie, what's your guess?
42.
Let me see you got it written down.
That's the answer to life, the universe, and everything. I should have just said
42.
Boom. I'm down.
This little kid. Questioning Gracie.
Let's just say you put me up against a super genius, though.
She's not a super genius. She is smarter than
a sixth grade level. Is that a dry erase? Make sure it's dry erase. Yes. Okay, cool. Thanks, Cam.
No permanent.
Cam Tiller, ladies and gentlemen.
It's one time I didn't say 42. All right. For a random answer.
Here's the next question, guys. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Show it up, Nick.
It's right now it's 2-1.
In Fahrenheit, at what temperature does water freeze?
All right, well, okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Because she's Celsius.
Because we do Celsius. So you could guess, though. Oh, you're doing both?
Yeah.
She's writing both.
Oh, I'll do both also then.
She did Fahrenheit and Celsius.
You know, are you kidding me?
No, she did both.
All right, go ahead, Gracie. Let's see what you got.
32 Fahrenheit and 0 Celsius.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God.
I got it too.
She's still. It's not as impressive when you get those. The answer's 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Good job, monkey.
Whoa!
Nice. Look at that. Boom. Gracie crushing it.
What is it now? It's 3-2.
4-2.
4-2.
4-2.
All right, next question.
Hold on.
Name the largest freshwater lake in the world. Largest freshwater lake in the world. This kid. Brian wants a drink. Brian is so thirsty. All right. Go ahead. Show him, Gracie.
Lake Superior.
What?
Brian, what do you got?
Superior.
But you have a question mark, so I'm not giving you the point.
That's half a point.
Give Brian half a point for the question mark. How did you know that? You're so smart.
Thanks.
You study hard, huh?
Yeah.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
Still losing.
All right. It was Lake Superior, ladies and gentlemen.
That's 5-2.5.
5-3.
Okay, here's a history question. When did the Second World War end? World War II, what year did it end? How would it...
Can we just get more questions about the war?
No.
Because I remember that.
Well, you were there. You were there at the armistice. All right, let's see what we got. Gracie, what do you have, dear?
1945.
Brian?
Damn it, she got it again.
Show it. That's the answer.
6-3.5.
Can we ask questions about bicycle maintenance?
Nope. Sorry, we don't have any dumb knife questions. All right, next question.
What is the perfect height to put a stupid flag on a laydown bike?
About 8
That's
feet.
That's not a question. She just looked at me like, do I have to answer that one?
Don't you ever, you never have
no,
to answer that.
Never.
You don't even have to ask the question.
Don't even acknowledge the existence of bikes you have to lay down to ride. That's preposterous.
All right, here's a question about space. Which planet is nearest the sun? Which planet is nearest the sun?
The one I wish I was currently sitting on.
Here we go. Show Gracie. Let's see what you got.
Mercury.
Hey,
Brian.
Mercury.
Yay! That's the right answer.
4.5.
5.
You only have a half point for that one.
It's a half.
You put a question mark on it, you idiot.
You get did this to points. Yourself, Brian.
They should do that on Jeopardy. They should take half your points. All right, Gracie, you ready for your next question? You
yes.
You're intense. I like
this. This is a long test.
Well, there's 10 questions, so.
We've already done 7?
Yeah, here right. we go.
So the best you could do is tie.
What is the largest fish in the ocean?
Oh, I know this.
What is the largest fish in the ocean?
Yo mama!
Oh! World star! World star! Okay, Gracie, what do you got?
Whale shark.
God damn it.
I got whale shark, but I thought for sure, oh, she won't know this.
I put a C in shark.
Whale sharks.
Oh, 8-5.5.
For spelling shark.
It's okay. I think you did a great job. I'm very impressed. Has she gotten every question right?
Yes.
People on the streets. I don't know where that came from.
But he knows it.
Brian is drunk. Next question. Here's another history question. Who was the U.S. president during World War One?
That's
a tough one.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Who was the president during World War One?
I actually just listened to a whole 20-hour documentary about World War One.
That's great. You wasted 20 hours. Write down the answer. Don't show yet, Gracie. He's got to write something down. Yeah, okay.
I won't show him how right I am.
Yeah, don't show him.
Oh, I don't even know.
Okay.
Let's see what Brian has.
Okay, Brian, go ahead and show the camera.
It was obviously Donald Trump.
What do you got, Gracie?
Oh, Wilson.
Dude!
You spelled it adorably, and you're correct. That's the most adorable thing. She knew
Wilson.
The president during World War One, you idiot. God, she's smarter than you. And yep, she's definitely smarter than me, but I was the one who compiled the question, so I don't have to play. Here right, we go. Next question.
Oh, we still have one more?
Last question.
All right, this is just for pride now.
What does the Latin phrase caveat emptor mean?
What?
What does the Latin phrase caveat emptor mean?
All right, go ahead, try.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love watching your thinking pains.
I know.
There's no way this kid gets us. I just put this on here just as a... It came up in a weird Google search, so we'll try it out.
I think I know it. I'm not sure, though.
Okay, you ready? You're guessing?
I can't get this one.
All right. What do you got, Gracie?
Buyer beware.
Brian, what do you have?
It's like with exception or something like that.
All right. Well, the answer is... Let the buyer beware!
Oh, no!
Oh! Oh!
Good job, Monkey. Way to go.
How did this happen?
Brian, put on the shame bucket.
Shame.
You are
give him a bucket. You got a bucket.
Go shake hands. Good job.
Thanks.
I've never shaken hands with a cyborg before.
How do you feel after losing to a child?
Android. That's not a child. That's an android.
Wow. Do you feel kind of dumb?
Have you ever seen her bleed?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
See? She might be an android.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Be honest here. Is it kind of humbling to lose to a child like that?
It's unexpected, but yes, humbling.
Yes.
Not unexpected. Can you
just say, wow, I'm kind of embarrassed that I lost to a child?
I'm slightly embarrassed I lost. I'm not embarrassed that I lost. I'm embarrassed that the ones that I miss.
Okay.
Love it.
Well, good.
I can't believe I didn't get Woodrow Wilson.
I thought I would get all of them wrong.
You got 100%.
You did good.
You even knew things in Latin.
Gotta believe in yourself.
There were a couple of them that I didn't know. You did good.
Well, I'm going to say, if you would like to see Mike Damber this weekend, let's see what's going on with the text line real quick. Let's see what we got here. Nope, nobody texted you, Dambra.
Good.
Which is perfect. But I have to say, Gracie, I am very, very impressed. And Mike.
What?
I like you slightly better now.
Thanks.
Yeah, now I'm like,
now
I'm
like,
I go from dislike to a little bit of like, because, I mean, you brought Gracie. Right. Gracie, you're welcome back anytime.
There you go.
Mike Damber, you are also welcome back anytime.
Thanks, buddy.
But you can see Mike four more shows, two tonight, two tomorrow.
Yes.
Get your tickets, 5854comedy, or visit carlsoncomedy.com. And obviously, find Mike Damber on the social media. He's the best.
What is his Twitter handle?
Yeah, what's your dad's Twitter handle, Gracie?
Do you know? Pickles Truth.
At Pickles Truth.
At Pickles.
And you want to know something? That was the first question you've gotten wrong.
Yeah, because we try to keep you off the social media, huh?
Yeah, so.
It's not a question. It's not for the game, so it doesn't count.
Solid point. So that's the end of our show for this week. Thank you, Mike Damber, for coming in.
Thank you.
Please come back again. I love having you here, man. You actually are literally one of my favorite people, so I don't know why they would think that.
I don't know.
And I don't know who would have said what. Was Nick here the last time you were here? Or was it the New Zealand guy?
The New Zealand guy.
Yeah, it might have been him. Yeah, he might have hated you.
We went and all had lunch after that.
Okay, fine. I got nothing. I got nothing.
And next week, Vinny will be doing a quiz against the speaking spell.
Hey, Brian, we gave her all the answers.
Did you really? No, you didn't. I totally believe she just beat me.
I just wanted to make him feel better for a second, and it didn't work. I
wanted him,
like, his brain just went for a second. He's like, did he? Would he do that to me?
Yes, you totally would do that.
Now it's time for the new Paulino Paranoid Project 2.0. We'll see y'all next time. Hit the credits.
Child.
Genetically engineered by Canadian scientists.
All right,
she's Weapon X.
Yeah, to embarrass Americans.
X-23.
We got it.